Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, and this morning's conversation is with Kenneth Meade, the Inspector General of the U.S. Department of Transportation. And joining us on our conversation is Young Kim. Well, Ken, you've identified the top issues that are facing the department as sort of an overarching nature. Could you tell us about these?
Well, sure. I think I put them in four buckets, actually. One bucket would be transportation security. A second bucket would be transportation safety. We've gotten a lot of low-hanging fruit, and now we need a much more targeted approach to transportation safety. And a lot of progress has been made in the last 4 or 5 years, but we're not at an end state yet. Third area, steward and oversight of federal funds, making sure that we stretch the taxpayer dollar as far as we possibly can through more efficient practices, less fraud, waste and abuse. And a final area that I think is particularly apropos for the times, not just for transportation but for other agencies as well, is we're in a period now where we have a significant federal deficit, which means we're spending more money than we are taking in. In transportation, that's especially a problem because we're funded mostly by trust funds. And the trust funds, for example, in the aviation area, are not yielding the amount of money that was projected. You might think that's strange because I said earlier, well, there's more flights, there's more people, so what gives? How come we're not making more money? Well, the reason is because the tax structure essentially is 7.5% of your ticket price, and the tickets are of a lesser price. And so the yield is not what was projected. And at the same time, there's not a lot of, there's not surplus federal money laying around. And so it's going to behoove the Department of Transportation to both look at the ways it raises money as well as the way that it can more efficiently run its programs. So those are the four buckets and the four major overarching issues I think we have to pay attention to.
And just in terms of, and I don't expect you to go into solutions, are those decade-long problems to solve, or how do you think about them in terms of how they'll be worked out?
Well, they'll always be, certainly there'll always be issues. Security will always be an issue. Safety will always be an issue. It's a question of degree. And I think the complexion of the specific issue, for example, in safety, can change. A few years ago, we were very concerned about aging aircraft. Today, I think we have largely a handle on the aging aircraft problem, but there are new emerging safety problems in rail, motor carriers, vehicles, and so forth. We just have to stay on the edge of the envelope and tackle all those problems.
Ken, we touched on some aviation and some highway transportation, but we haven't touched on the Amtrak part of your Department of Transportation. FAA spending is on your watch list, and so is Amtrak. The department did not request any operating subsidies for Amtrak this year. Can you talk about some of the problems Amtrak has faced over the years?
Yes, I can. And the administration's budget request, I think, was more of a call to reach a solution to the Amtrak problem, the intercity passenger rail problem. This is the basic problem. Amtrak does not make enough money, does not get enough money from the Congress, and in combination with what it makes from passengers, there is not enough money to run a railroad system the size of Amtrak's and in the manner that Amtrak is running it. So we have to decide, first and foremost, what type of intercity passenger rail system we want. And then we need to fund it. It is a myth to think that rail travel will fund it, is going to somehow fund itself. It is a reality that we must face. I think this year will be a seminal year in the judgments that are made about intercity passenger rail. I personally think that intercity passenger rail has a strong future in this country, but that the current manner in which we're pursuing it needs to be considered, reconsidered, or refined, and then it needs to be adequately funded.
Ken, as I read your bio, I can tell you spent your whole career in public service, much of it as being inspector general. So I'm just curious, sort of twofold question. What advice you'd give to somebody interested in being a public servant, a career in public service, and even becoming an inspector general?
Well, I am a career public servant, and I started out in the legal department of what's now the General Accountability Office. And today, I like to meet with every new person on my staff, and it's kind of the highlight of my day to hear what their ambitions are, what their inspirations are, and share with them what I think a career in the federal government is all about. You can, at a very young age, have enormous impact on a wide range of issues, probably broader in truth than you can in a private sector job at that age. You're not going to get rich working for the federal government. You won't starve either. But you can have an enormous impact. And that's what really gives, that's what really excites me about working with the federal government, is the impact you can have on issues just make life better for everybody. And I think the opportunities are kind of endless there. So I would encourage people to consider a career in the federal government, particularly when they're young, when they can afford it.
All right. Well, thank you, Ken. Young and I want to thank you for squeezing us in your busy schedule and joining us this morning.
Thank you. If you have a chance, you might give us a call at 202-366-1959 or go to our webpage, www.oig.gov.
Great. Thank you, Ken. This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with Kenneth Mee, the Inspector General of the U.S. Department of Transportation. Be sure and visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and research, and you get a transcript of today's fascinating conversation. Once again, that's businessofgovernment.org. For the Business of Government Radio Hour, I'm Paul Lawrence. Thank you for listening.